Systems operating within normal design parameters. Engage cybernetic generation sequence. Malfunction detected. System overload. Warning. System overload critical.
Boom! And just like that, the Eagles are 4-1. I am your host, Mike Gellick. Guys, welcome to One Sports Talk alongside Dustin Pastula, the Dust, as everyone refers to him as. And welcome to week number 6 in the NFL.
Thank you.
I'm your host, as I said before, Mike Gellick. And the Eagles 4-1. What a week in the NFL between Big Ben saying he doesn't have it anymore. The Bucs looking like a mediocre team. The Cowboys 2-3. The Giants losing Odell Beckham, Brandon Marshall, Sterling Shepard, Dwayne Harris, and any other wide receiver that they have on that team. We're taking your calls, 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us. And, we're here till 10 o'clock. We also have Harry Mays on the show tonight from 97.5 The Fanatic. He's the midday host from 10 to 2. He's hosting alongside Jason Martinez, who also was on the program, and he'll be joining us again throughout the year. But Harry Mays will be a part of the program at 9 o'clock. Rob Garino will be on at 8:45, and we will be taking your calls up until the 10 o'clock hour. I mean, we got a lot to talk about. You know, I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. is done for the year. I know. Listen. Should the Giants pack it in at 0-5?
I mean,
not that they haven't already.
You know, there's still the United States Football League they can play in, isn't there? Is that still around?
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
You know, maybe lingerie football league.
Listen, how about the Dolphins?
They probably
assistant
still losing that one.
Too. Coach controversy. Yeah.
I'll just say that maybe it was like all natural stevia extract. Or, Did you see the woman who posted that?
I did.
I mean,
I did.
Hey,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
At least the guy knows what it's like.
And then how about J.J. Watt fracturing his leg?
That is, you know what? I don't like that because he's such a good guy. You know?
I know.
I like that guy.
I know. Every year. Like,
it just sucks. And Packers, you saw it in his face, too.
Oh, yeah. You knew it was done.
He knew it was
done. By the way, Packers and Aaron Rodgers break the Cowboys' heart in the final seconds of the game to make the Cowboys 2-3. How about that?
That is a lovely thing.
Right?
It's like music to my ears.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really is.
Then we have the Eagles or the Panthers. Who is the powerhouse in the NFC? We want your opinions. Woo! Here are the experts. We look at the AFC and NFC current playoff picture. Yes, it's early, but why not? All right?
Because,
join the conversation.
I mean, we technically look at it every week.
Listen, we have a couple callers on the line, but you need to press 1 if you want to talk to us, all right? I don't want people holding and being like, oh, they're not getting to me. You need to press 1, in which case we see a blue dot, which will say that you want to talk to us. But like every week, like every
I didn't know
week,
that.
I said, yeah. Well, there you go.
That's why the computer's in front of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Hey, listen, as Andy Reid always says. That's what he says. And that's what I say to
I
that.
I told you to get new ones every week.
Well,
that's
listen.
Great.
Here's the deal, all right? This guy is like the clockwork caller of the week, all right? It's 8:35. Now, it's 8:34. He's a little early today.
Oh, yeah.
But we got Rob Garino coming on at 8:45. Harry Mays coming
who?
On at 9
Who's
o'clock.
Coming on at 8:45?
You know who he is. Our weatherman, Rob Garino. Robbie G!
Oh,
there
Robbie
we go.
G. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you
all
go.
Right, all right.
But it's like clockwork. You know, I say this every week, and I'll say it again. It's like clockwork. Derek from McCungie is on line number 1. So without any further ado, let's go.
Isn't that
live.
That guy from Arkansas or Alabama?
No, that was a ghost of his, a ghost of Derek Pass. All right, let's go live to Derek from McCungie.
Sounds like a great movie.
Derek, what's going on tonight?
Hey,
man?
Guys. So Was that laugh actually Dustin about Odell Beckham, or was that like a canned laugh? Because that was creepy.
That was all the people behind us that are here in the studio. And by behind us, I mean the voices
in front
head.
Of us. Right.
Yeah, that was me.
I was gonna say because it sounded like the Joker from Batman. Was so if like it's the voices, that makes sense.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Wow. All right, taking shots already.
So,
you see, when you miss
a compliment, the Joker's awesome. What are you talking about?
Hey, I got to make sure Dustin gets back in the groove. I know he was out a week for some unfortunate stuff, so I just got to make sure he's on his toes.
Yeah, hey, absolutely.
Back to football.
People, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a concussion, so right. He was out, just like Lane Johnson. We'll get to that a little later.
Yeah, but unlike Lane Johnson, he was my fourth
Right, exactly.
So I do want to point out first and foremost that I was 3-0 last week in my picks.
He was, by the way. He was. All right. That boring round of applause. Wait, Derek. Mike Yellick finished 2-1. Derek from McCungie finished 3-0.
Breaking news.
How about that?
Amazing. I love what goes.
I mean, that Cowboys Packers game. It was close. I was getting a little nervous.
Yeah.
But that was just amazing at the end of the game. I mean, kudos to the Cowboys for sticking it out and just going neck and neck with the Packers. But Aaron Rodgers is just an amazing athlete.
Wasn't it great seeing Dak Prescott's face and Jason Garrett's red rosacea face standing on the sidelines?
Wow.
Standing on the sidelines, mad. It almost reminded me of Tom Coughlin back in the day, man. You knew they were going to lose. When you gave Aaron Rodgers a little over 1 minute, you knew it was coming. He is probably right now playing this year, 2017, the best quarterback in the league. You think so, Derek?
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree with that. And the thing that's ironic about what happened is exactly what you just said. I remember even the announcers during that game, they were said, don't score too early, don't score too early. And then the Cowboys scored too early, and look what happened.
Well, I'm saying it to myself. I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, you just gave Aaron Rodgers a little over a minute and some change, and you can't do that. You knew they were losing that game. So to me, I look at this, I say, and Derek, I know your Redskins didn't play last week. I got it. They have a winnable game coming. They should win that game, all right, against the 49ers. So right now you have, and I'm predicting the Eagles to lose this week. I can just get that out there. No, I think they're going to lose. All right, so you're going to have two losses from the top teams. Now, again, the Eagles still would be in first over not only the tiebreaker but the NFC East record. But that being said, Giants are done. They're finished.
No,
Cowboys,
they still have a chance.
Stop it.
They do.
Yeah, okay.
They do. They're going to get replacement players. Shane Falco's going to come in.
Oh, God. Listen.
Oh, Dustin, I might want to hire you, man. You're the eternal optimist. That's the kind of people I need on my sales team.
Right, exactly. But, no, I mean, and you know, the Cowboys, they already have three losses. They don't play this week. They come back next week against a very winnable game against the 49ers. You know the 49ers, by the way? Play the Redskins, the Cowboys, and the Eagles all in a row. They like just get the NFC East out of there, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, might as well just lose all of them at once.
Right.
I mean,
but Derek, my point being,
but hey, they, at least they could say they started a revolution, you know?
Yeah,
see, positivity.
But listen, my point being that, are you at all concerned about this game? I mean, this is like if you had a lock of the year. The Redskins are, I mean, 98% that they win this game against the stinking 49ers.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the way we play the past two games against two really good teams,
right?
This should be a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Actually, I don't know which team's worse, the 49ers or the Giants.
The
Honestly,
Giants,
I might
without,
have
it, without
Giants.
A shadow of a doubt. Especially now, I mean – I know the way that they've been playing is one thing, but the fact that they have no receivers now, like, just put the nails on the coffin and start throwing the dirt on it. It's done.
Yeah. Right. I think that's what they're going to do. I don't want them to get Saquon Barkley, though. I'll be a little concerned about their run. They actually might have a running game then. But that's a different story for a different day. Derek, give me a prediction for the Eagles, and then give me a prediction for the Redskins.
Eagles are going to lose in a close one to the Panthers. I'm going to say it's going to be 31-28.
How dare you!
And the Hey, it is what it is. Just call me Nostradamus from now, okay?
He keeps it real, man.
And then the Redskins are going to win. It's probably going to be like 28-10.
Wow. That's way closer than I mean, you have 10 points. Put the 49ers,
you know,
putting up 10.
I'll say it right now. I actually, you can look at it, Mike. You can be my
what?
Eyes. I wrote this what? Before the show started. I have the Redskins 25, then 49ers 10. So
yeah, that's
Derek and I are pretty close in that.
But Derek, if the Redskins lose to the 49ers,
oh man,
then what
well,
do you do?
The thing is I'm going to be out of town next week. Actually, out of the country, so I'm not going to be able to call in. So if that happens, I won't worry about it for a while.
There goes our first 15 minutes.
Right, exactly. There goes the first 15 minutes
Sorry,
of me
guys.
Ripping you because I.
You lost to him last week. Just be real.
Well,
let's just get that out of the way.
That's fine.
You can't rip somebody who you lose to.
All right, Derek, we're up against it. We got Rob Guarino, Harry Mays, and all the other callers. We're up against it. We will talk to you. We won't talk to you next week. We will talk to you in 2 weeks. Have fun in wherever you're going, man. Have a good time.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? Yeah.
I'm just going out of the country.
Oh, see,
but what you guys should do while I'm gone, you should probably call Dean Blandino and get him on the show. He'll be a great fill-in for me. God. The Bland Man. All right, talk
he
to you guys
like
later.
A puppet out there. All right, Derek, have a good time, man. All right,
yeah, enjoy yourself.
All right, there he is, Derek from McCudgey. Yeah, Dean Blandino. He what's with him?
he's good.
No, he's brutal to watch. He looks like a puppet, like something's up his butt. He's just like, look at this. Oh, he's
maybe
terrible.
It's the current winner of America's Got Talent.
Oh God,
she's a ventriloquist.
Let's go. Right. Let's go to line number two. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sean Pine Hill.
Oh, man. Wait. Before you start.
Wait, before I start, you're talking about puppets. Did you see the Oompa Loompa? Like, speaking of puppets, Eminem, what the hell was that?
Oh, listen,
that's a different topic for another day. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
We try to stay away from politics on this show because this
guy. Politics. He's a rapper. That's all I'm going to say. He's a rapper. He's a politician. But we'll veer down the road to left.
So
hold on. Before I start, I want to tell Harry Mays. I want to tell Harry Mays because I've been with my new job, haven't been able to listen to the station. He knows I love him. The Gap has. I told him. He is the Kobe Bryant of 97.5.
I'm going to write that down.
He's never going.
9 o'clock.
Yo,
joins the program.
He's never going anywhere. For everything that happened at that station, he's the Kobe Bryant of 97.5, man. My man ain't going nowhere. He's been there from day one.
He joins the program at 9 o'clock. I will. You can listen.
I'll be listening. I'll be listening. I'll absolutely be listening.
He's the Kobe Bryant of 97.5, the Fanatic, and I'm sure he'll get a
Kobe
kick.
Kobe Bryant.
Like that.
He'll know. Yeah, he'll know.
The Kobe Bryant. Right. Sean, I have to. I mean, let's just address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to your Giants, man?
Oh, they're so good.
From 11-5, well, 10-6, 11-5, and the best comparison. For Ben McAdoo was a host of a certain radio station. They said he looks like a Walmart greeter. He looks like a Walmart greeter when they walk in.
What's wrong with him? On the sidelines,
I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna tell you what's wrong with him, and I'm gonna go on a little rant for about 30 seconds. Let me go.
Sure.
He took Viagra that he didn't need. It got too big for him. He thought he couldn't walk in the door. Now he thinks he can walk in the door with his big-ass head with his bad haircut because he doesn't know what haircut he wants. He is terrible this year. I don't understand what he is doing with the offense. when the defense bails you out so many freaking times, you know what I mean? Like, they bail you out more than a crackhead in fucking jail. Excuse my language, but I'm not a curse.
No, yeah.
They bail you out more than a crackhead in jail.
Hey, your team's 0-5. You can slide.
I love, first of all, I love the callers that say, excuse my language, they already cursed.
Yeah.
You already said it, man. Why don't you just
yeah, I know,
you know.
I know. Well, but that's not me. That's how frustrated I am. This guy is walking around, and like today, DRC is getting suspended because he got kicked out of practice. Because I haven't read the story yet. Like I said, my new job, dude. I meant to call 2 weeks ago. Just been brutal right now. Okay, homie, for that. But being said, he is walking around there thinking his little Wang doesn't, you know, is too big for himself, and he thinks his shit don't stink. Because I went 10-6 and 11-5. He's Chip Kelly. He's a Chip Kelly. He reminds you of Chip Kelly. He's walking around now like he is the man. And I don't understand it. I don't get it. And the fact that I had the Giants in a survivor pool last week, and everybody got hurt, every receiver. I was waiting for them to call T.O. and Ochocinco, which, by the way, they did call in on Twitter. So it's Spags. Hold on, Steph. My wife's yelling at me. Anyway,
this
Spags.
Is live radio right here.
Yeah,
hold on.
Come on, Steph.
See, she's yelling at me. Anyway,
this is good, right? Oh, man. This is radio right here, baby.
We love you, Steph.
Uh-oh.
So listen. Listen. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm here. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Don't get in too much trouble, Sean.
Sean, listen, it's not worth it.
No, I'm good. No. I'm not in trouble. I'm not. My little son's right here. I'm good. So listen.
Not
so
yet.
Here's the thing.
Hang up the phone. Yeah. That's...
yeah. So anyway, 16 years, dude. So Spags has got to get a lot of credit this year. Spags has got to get a lot of credit. Speaking of dumpster fire, you don't like the Giants right now with this phone call. Anyway, Spags has got to get a lot of credit. Spags has got to get a lot of credit because his defense has kept them in games many times.
Right.
And I think the turning point was that Tampa Bay game. That was a game they should have won. That was a game they could have won. That was a game they actually came out and owned it, but.
Sean, listen, we'll talk to you next week. We're up against it. We've got a lot of callers online.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, listen.
Just tell me real quickly. Do the Giants get a win this this week? Is it not happening? But do they get a win in the next week?
Yeah, they get a win
week?
This week. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they'll get a win.
I got the Broncos. In Denver.
Yeah, because listen, that's how the NFL works, dude. But listen.
Oh,
I'm gonna make like a fetus. Listen to me. I will. I'm gonna make like a fetus and head out because this phone call was terrible. I'm out of here, guys.
There he is, man. There he is, Sean from Pine Hill.
I feel like he was like awarded like a Razzie, you know, which is the awards for like the worst movie and stuff
goodness.
Like that.
He was getting yelled at.
Yeah,
he was probably doing two things
like,
at once.
But it was like you know, you give your acceptance speech for your award and
right.
the music starts playing.
Yeah.
He called into the radio show, but his time was up, so the wife started yelling.
Guys, listen, the phone lines are lighting up, but you know what time it is? Actually, we're a little out of schedule here. It's 8:49. Normally at 8:45, we have Rob Guarino. I got some good music for him queued up, by the way.
No, I can't. I'm going to take
five. You're not a part of this. So.
I'm gonna take five. Rob, this isn't me. Of course, you know that.
All right. One sports talk and former Fox 29 meteorologist, Rob Guarino. And let me just give you his music here, all right? So this is the music I came up with for Rob.
Now, your local forecast, accurate and dependable from the Weather Channel.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Rob Guarino.
You worked an hour on that? That's
Rob, do you know what that was?
Yeah, that's that local on the 8th, I think, right? Isn't that the...
Yeah, the local on the 8th from the 90s. Yep.
Oh,
that was
I
from the 90s, though.
Huh? I was trying to look at it. I was like, oh.
There he is, Robbie G.
Yeah, there
he is.
That was something. That was
hot. Right now.
Listen, Rob, we're having a good time. Did you hear that last caller, Sean, from Pine Hill, by the way?
Yeah. Thank God we're not FCC regulated.
Oh, man.
No, we're having a good time tonight. We got Harry coming up.
Wife in the background. That was awesome.
Oh, that was great. That was great. We got Harry Mays coming up at 9 o'clock. We got Rob Garino on the line right now. Robbie is – Robbie. Rob, let me ask you this, point blank. Do you like when I call you Robbie?
Actually, my son is Robbie. Some people call me Robbie G. No, they do.
All right, well, there you go.
I don't mind it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He said that was one – didn't you say that was one of your frat names?
Chachi and, yeah, Robbie G. Yeah, Chachi was the one from Happy Days.
All right. Well,
a memory, Mike. Come on.
All right. Right. I do remember, though, last week you did tell me that you're going to be getting new data, whatever you want to call it, coming in,
and you'll have it
this week. Does that change anything? Am I going to like it? Am I not going to like it? Or doesn't it really change much?
That's called a teaser when we do that. You know, we tease you for the next week. I have to deliver now. So, we got a little more info and just kind of lean into, well, more or less that it's going to be mild kind of the rest of this month. So don't look for winter taste of it yet. I know you like that cool weather, but U.S. East Coast setting a lot of records for warmth this month so far. So we don't see that changing, but we do see by the end of November, we'll start to see the change. So this time of year, we start to get a hint of November, December, possibly a snow the first 8 days of December comes showing up, maybe long range. That seems just December 5th thing. I don't know why. We talked about this last year. It always seems to show up around that date. There's a chance of snow. It's very strange every year. Because my daughter's birthday is the 6th, and I always remember around her birthday, I always have to tell her, it might snow on your birthday.
Yeah.
Every year it seems to sit out there. But no, just more reinforcing, like we said, 20-25% above average so far for this winter season for Philly and Allentown. And we had really that 95-96 season keeps showing up in we call them analogs or simple terms. They match up well with the pattern we're in now. So that was the winter we had the 31 inches, if you recall. And then there was 65-66 overall. So the season was already above average without the storm. So it was a really good winter. I think it's second highest still ever in Philly outside of that 09 one.
I don't want you to back off. Just for me, even if it's looking like the winter will be mild, just tell me it'll be cold and snowy just so I can try and look forward to it.
I will.
I
already made some tracks, some soundtracks. If I'm not there 1 week, you're just going to play them and I'm just going to keep telling you what you want to hear. I've already got them reserved for you. I'm going to send them to you. So if I can't make a show, you just keep playing the same thing. Cold as snow. So I got that.
Kind of trust the size and the mosquitoes.
Yeah,
that one. Here's my two songs. I told you.
Yeah.
Rocky Like a Hurricane, because we're Scorpions, which is a good song. And the other one is, what was the other one? Oh, Riders on the Storm, The Doors. That's a good song, too.
I actually like that one.
Storms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I changed.
Yeah, you know, we'll get you
down in Florida, right?
But I found that. What are you doing in Florida, by the way? When are you coming back up here? Come on.
I have a wine bar down here in Orlando, so I check in once in a while. Took a little beach day today. Was at the beach most of the day, and with some friends now in a treehouse bar. It's a restaurant. It's pretty cool. It's in a treehouse. It's very interesting.
Wow.
But it's really neat.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, about a couple of blocks from the beach. So we're just eating escargot tonight.
Wow.
Kind of
you didn't drop your bottle of wine in the driveway like you did 2 weeks ago?
No, that was last week. And that wasn't me. That was the woman I've been dating. She dropped it. So she's doing fine this week.
That's a bad work on her, by the way.
I was, yeah, and then the quesadilla fell out. It was just a complete mess in the driveway. It was getting on there. Yeah, exactly.
That's a bad quesadilla
so
work
I lost
by you.
A bottle of wine. Right. Yes. So listen, here's my pick for tomorrow night. You want to hear my pick for tomorrow night?
Absolutely.
Eagles by one. Tight.
Ooh. Eagles two.
Like, 21-20.
Pretty good game. Rob, here's my problem with that. We didn't see, and I know, and I'm falling right into the kind of thing that I don't like, which is where people are like, "Oh, you didn't play anyone yet." But we really didn't looking at it. So I'm looking at it like we're gonna go into Carolina on a very short week. It's ridiculous. I hate Thursday night games, but it's a very short week. You're gonna go into Carolina beat
shorter.
Cam Newton, who's one of the right now he's one of the hottest quarterbacks. I get it, along with Carson Wentz. All right, but he's one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league, and you mean to tell me that the Eagles are just going to go in there and beat him in their own? I don't see
now,
it.
Whether he's home by or one, you hit him. Done.
Are we getting Fletcher Cox back? Can we get an update on that? Can we get him back this week?
The update I've heard it was in the last couple hours. Fletcher Cox will start tomorrow night. Wendell Smallwood will not, and Lane Johnson will not. So, Lane Johnson, we're 2-8 without Lane Johnson. I just want to point that out. All right?
What did he
He's a big...
What test did he fail now?
No, concussion protocol.
Concussion.
Well,
yeah, they have to sit him out.
Yeah.
I think Fletcher Cox is a bigger factor than Lane Johnson, although I know he's on the line and all. Yeah. I think having him back puts us in the spot to win the game. He's a defensive beast, Fletcher Cox.
Yeah,
but I think teams adjust to what he does.
And Carson Wentz does have more targets to throw to, so he can dump off quick shots without that protection from Lane Johnson. So
I know, and you know, everyone's making a big deal about, you know, oh, Funchess didn't practice today. Who cares? He's playing, all right. So yes, he's going to play. Everyone from Carolina is going to play. Khalil Brothers might not, which is going to be huge on their offensive line. But that I really don't think that will matter. I still think this is a really tough spot for the Eagles. But Rob, listen, here's the thing. I think while we do lose this game coming up, I think we win the next two after it. So I'm really not that worried. I mean, you know,
right.
We play the Redskins.
Yeah,
and then
this?
After this, we have the Redskins on Monday night.
And then
I don't know.
After that,
the 49ers.
That's a loss. We can't defeat them, especially at home.
Yeah.
Especially in Philly, there's no way.
Yeah.
And then we have the Broncos in Philly, which is always tough.
The Broncos are tough. Yeah, they're always a tough game, no matter where they sit. They have good D. They're not as good as they were a couple years ago, I think, or when they won it. But that would be a tough game. But yeah, I think the Eagles. I still think they're going to win. I think they're going to win Thursday, 21-20. Very tight.
Going to win
too. I don't think they're going to win that at all. Rob, listen, if they do win. All right, I will gladly come on this program next week and tell you and you, Dustin, how right you guys were. But
as you should every time,
but
we're right and you're wrong.
My thing is, if I'm right and I'm correct, I want you to tell me you're right. The Eagles might have bit off a little more than they can chew, at least in this game.
I'm not saying that whole sentence.
You get what I'm saying, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Deal, Rob?
Yeah, we'll say. I mean, I'll give you credit. Last week, you did a pretty good job. You said that was going to be an easy win, and
yeah, I don't know why everyone was so worried about it.
Mike,
we were sitting in the Eagles bar, and it was like 21-0 before we even. Oh, this game's over.
Right.
The third quarter. So
here's the thing. I said it last week, and I'll say it again. I want to reiterate it. Carson Palmer is a statue back there. He's a statue. I mean,
and then they have so many injuries too. He was just getting beat up, man. He was just got no mobility.
I mean,
you got to have mobility
for God's
now.
Sake, the running back is Chris Johnson. He stinks. Actually, no, not anymore. Chris Johnson actually just got released today by the Cardinals. So, what does that say?
Yeah. Well,
no, go ahead.
Dallas is 2-3, which was like the greatest back-to-back yet last week. You know, watching Eagles win and then Dallas lose, and let me tell you, Aaron Rodgers jammed that in their face. That was like a statement in Dallas. He went right down the field, and you could see he was angry, and he just said, "You ain't stopping me, no matter what you do." I mean, you really could see it. It was awesome. That was awesome.
Right.
That drive to me was like amazing. That they just couldn't do anything to stop him. Because they were all cheering and thought they won the game.
Didn't you know it was coming, though?
Well, with him, you do. You kind of—he's one of those guys. He's right. A Montana. He's a—you know—he's an LA. He's a guy that, you know, he's Brady. He's in that
right.
league. You know, he's in that category of guys that you go. You don't want him to, especially if you're playing them. But in the back of your mind, you're kind of going, you know, because I remember being at the game
right.
and when they beat Philly the year they won the wild card oh. game, and it was like 50-0. I was at that game, and Aaron Rodgers, I think, might have been his first or second year in the league. Remember that wild card game in Philly? I forget how many years back it is now. It might have been like.
Yeah, 2014.
11? Was it 14?
No, it was with Nicky Foles. Yeah.
Well, Rodgers came down through the pass at the end there.
Yeah. Oh, that game. That was 2011.
Yeah,
that was 2011.
Yeah.
Well,
but
listen,
he just started, and he just went right down the field. Boom.
Yeah. Well, that's Aaron Rodgers for you. And how sweet it was that it was against the Cowboys. I mean, you can't ask for anything better. Now the Cowboys 2-3, going into a bye week. Redskins 2-2. They're going into a 49ers game. They should easily win that. Giants are a mess. They're imploding.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. And the Eagles, in my opinion, have a very tough game. But we're going to talk to our next guest about that.
All right.
Robbie, listen, if you are right next week with this 1-point Eagle victory.
That would be great.
You will hear, I will admit that you were right, and I doubted you.
Something that you rarely do.
Right. Absolutely. All right?
21-20, man. You guys have a good one.
There right. he is, there Robbie is. G!
Yes, there he is, exactly. Yeah. Former Fox 29 meteorologist, and he's our meteorologist. Robbie, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. All right, buddy? All right. There he is. Now, this next guest.
Yes.
I've known for, I want to say it's been like 6 years at least, probably seven. He can probably correct that.
Okay.
He's currently the midday host. He's a staple at 97.5 The Fanatic,
okay.
All right? He started out host Tony Bruno. Well, that's not where he started out, but the greatest was when they had these things riled up. They had the lightning round, which, by the way, we'll play in a little bit here. But Harry Mays is the Kobe Bryant, as Sean from Pine Hill said earlier in the program,
mm-hmm.
the Kobe Bryant of 97.5 The Fanatic. You could check him out every single day, Monday through Friday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the midday host on 97.5 The Fanatic. And let's just play what I think should be his official intro music. Grim, my friend.
Yo.
How you doing, man?
I appreciate the song, but I got to tell you, though. I mean, you
yeah.
may remember the Maze to Midnight days.
Oh,
back
I do remember
in,
that.
2012,
yeah.
I always used to come on to Ted Nugent. I'm a
really?
Big Nuge guy. Yeah, and believe it or not, I mean, I know you guys are up in the Lehigh Valley. I saw
right.
Ted Nugent at the Stabler Arena back in 1982,
wow.
81 or 82. It was the Scream Dream Tour. And he came out in a loincloth and was on like a rope, like a Tarzan rope, and went from one side of the arena to the other and then jumped off and picked up his guitar and started playing. It was unbelievable.
That's a good Stable Arena knowledge, too,
that's
by the way.
Pretty BA right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Harry, you started out, didn't you work for ESPN Lehigh Valley?
Yeah, I did. Actually, yeah, me and a guy named Kevin Gurm started a show. We both went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting together and
right.
Had this show. He started out there and then brought me on, and I started there for no money. I did it for free. And
wow.
that was one day a week for like 2 hours, like on a Wednesday, I think from like 4 to 6 p.m., and then it
yeah.
went to Tuesday, Thursday, and then they finally found, you know, $5 or $6 a week in the budget for me and moved me to 5 days a week. And then I started with Tom Fallon because Kevin, you know, was having a family. He had to leave and, you know, went to Wawa and made all kinds of money. And his radio
right.
years were over. But then it was me and
right.
Tom Fallon for a bunch of years. And I did Lehigh football as
oh,
well.
Nice.
And then got the job with what was 950 Sports Talk 950, which is now 97.5 The Fanatic.
Nice. So you've been a staple over there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And word has it that we actually started out doing the same thing. Didn't you used to do copier sales as well?
Oh, yeah. That was down in North Carolina.
Right. That's what I do.
Copiers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to be honest, man. When I did a lot of sales jobs, that was the most fun sales job I ever had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Great commission.
It really
yeah.
was.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you know, meeting all those office managers and the administrative assistants, you know, a lot of times were very attractive looking women, and
absolutely.
You know, it was good, man. That.
Right, exactly. But speaking of good, and speaking of having
yeah.
fun, how about those Carson Wentz led Eagles? They look like they're having some fun.
I'll tell you what, man, last week was really impressive. I thought they'd win the game, but I didn't think they'd cover that number. And they not only covered it, I mean, they buried it in the first quarter, which was really impressive. But this week is the measuring stick game, because now you're up against a 4-1 team that's kind of starting to get on a little bit of a roll. The quarterback is playing similar to the way he was in 2015 when he won the MVP. You know, they're a legit battle-tested group with a dangerous quarterback, a really tough defense. You're on a short week, and you're going on the road. If Doug P. and Carson Wentz can win this, they are an absolute legitimate contender for an NFC Championship game appearance, in my view.
I mean, I completely agree.
At that point. No arguments here.
Right. Because at that
it's hard
point,
to argue
you know,
with
the Redskins.
Right?
Right, exactly. I mean, the Redskins, you looked at, might be a fishy call. Okay, but we still won the game, all right? And then the mm-hmm. Chiefs, I mean, they're easily the best team in football.
And
all right,
hang
right
tight.
Now.
We hung
yeah,
tight
although I think they go down this week.
I agree with that. And
I
agree with that. Yep. And then you played, you know, you played the Giants. They stink. All right. So that doesn't.
Yeah.
And then you played the Chargers. They had one win on the year. You know, all right.
Yeah,
but then last week was a good quality one.
Still, we're not supposed to win that.
Right.
I
if they win
lose
this.
That Chargers game.
A lot of people did, except for your boy here,
yeah.
Dust.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't. You're right. but listen, I have the Eagles, and this is just, you know, and we'll go over this. But I have them losing this game, and it's not an actual close game. I think it's going to be.
Oh, you think they're going to get beat up?
I think they're going to get beat up to a point. I think a 10-point loss.
I don't agree.
Well,
okay. Well, I mean, you know. Hey, you know, Cam Newton, his last 2 weeks against New England on the road and Detroit on the road, is 77.4% completion percentage. He's thrown for 670 yards and 6 touchdowns. And on the season, he's 63% completions with 15-plus yard passes. That's considered like a deep throw, 15-plus.
Right.
I mean, that's all time right there. That's top of the league.
Harry, let me say this, man. Also all time is on third down, Carson Wentz, 11 for 12 for 225 yards, 3 touchdowns. He is the best quarterback on third down.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous
yeah.
what he's doing.
What were they, not 9 of 14 last week, I think, against the Cardinals alone on third down. And a couple
right.
of those went for touchdowns, including that. What, the 3rd and 19 that ended up in Aguilar's hands for that crazy touchdown?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
you look at it on the year. He's the best quarterback
yeah.
in the NFL on third down.
He's, yep.
6 touchdowns, 574 yards.
Pretty high quarterback rating.
And a 137.8 quarterback rating.
Yeah,
you can't beat that.
No. And he's really good against the blitz. And we talked to someone down in Carolina today. And they said that they think a lot of the game plan defensively is going to be probably sending a lot of blitzes at Carson Wentz. And I'm like, well, you know, good luck.
Right.
And I think that was a weakness of his last season. So he's making improvements.
Yeah, no question. I mean, he's taken leaps and bounds this season. And you know, obviously he's what they, you know, you call a gym rat, you know, in another sport. But he lives and breathes football. He wants to be great. You know, he loves to study film. You know, it's really outside of hunting and you know, and maybe going to church. This is all this guy does. And that's exactly
yeah,
to me what you want in your starting quarterback. Plus now the Fury's got some better weapons and he's just got so much more confidence. But you also have to really credit the coaching staff. And I know we're all very reluctant to give Doug Peterson, you know, the benefit of the doubt or credit. But I, you know, and I was one of those, and I'm very skeptical of the hire. You know, I didn't like it. You know, and I was, you know, in a big time wait and see, but I don't think this is going to work out kind of mindset. And I got to give this guy an immense amount of credit because, you know, I don't think this quarterback would be where he is right now without Doug Peterson and the rest of that offensive coaching staff.
I can't disagree with him at all.
Yeah, no,
I really can't. Yeah. And another thing that I've really underestimated in the past, because when we had Chip Kelly, this meant nothing. All right. But time of possession, all right, with the Eagles.
Yep.
Oh, my God. The Eagles have held the ball for 2 hours and 57 minutes, 42 seconds so far this season. That's 11th most in NFL history through five games.
Yeah.
History.
It is incredible. And it's exactly the kind of sort of, you know, identity you want as a football team if you can develop that. I mean, that's why I thought they'd lose the Los Angeles Chargers game, is I thought it would come down to the end and Phillip Rivers would have one last chance with the ball and drive the team down for a winning field goal or a touchdown or whatever it took. And they took 6 minutes and 40 seconds off that clock with a running game utilizing three different running backs. It was really impressive.
And how about last week? Over 9 minutes taken off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
9 minutes. That kind of drive is what a, I'm not going to say it, but it's definitely what a playoff game, you know, a contender.
It's, yeah. And, you know, just like earlier, you were talking about the third down stats alone is what's going to help you get far postseason.
Yeah. Didn't they have like an 18 play drive earlier in the Giant game too, that went for like 8-9 minutes a clock and they ended it with a touchdown.
Yep.
I think they ran the ball like 12 or 13 times. Out of
7 minutes
and
54
seconds.
Plays.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's another thing that I've noticed that's been better this year than last year. Even though, now, again, I'm not like a diehard Eagles fan or anything, but, you know, I have noticed that this year when they get into the red zone, they've been putting up more touchdowns where normally they would either fall short completely or have to settle for the field goal. So they've been actually punching it through the goal line way more than they have been last season already.
Yeah, no question. And Zach Ertz is finally starting to really, I think, take that next step as being a really big-time tight end. And he already has, two touchdown catches. I think his season high in his career is 4.
Right.
I believe. So, you know, he's off to a great start.
He's on track.
Harry, let me ask you a question, all right, I don't think is going to happen, all right? But if the Eagles would beat the Panthers, is it too early to start with this SB talk?
Yes, it is.
Why?
It's still too early for that. Because I just look at other teams like Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. I still don't, you know, I can't forget about the Atlanta Falcons and what kind of a squad that they have. You know, I still value the Seattle Seahawks. You're going to have to go out and visit them on the road later on this year. I can't go SB yet, but what I can say is, NFC East champions and a home playoff game. And that's where you hope to just take a, you know, get a win out of that home playoff game. And if nothing else happens after that, you're still a year ahead of the game.
I can live with that. And all right.
Yeah.
So since we're 4-1, we're sitting pretty. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, let's just go down real quick. All right. So we're at the Panthers. Do you have that as a win or a loss?
Are we doing give him a win, give him a loss, dog?
Yes. Harry, listen, I have some of your things right here, all right? So here, let me just play this to get it out of the way.
What is going on back there?
There you go.
I'm taking the 3.5 with the Eagles, and I could easily see them winning that game.
Wow.
I told you.
I could.
5-1. All right. Redskins Monday night.
That's a win.
Yep,
6-1. 49ers at home.
That's a win. Probably uglier than what, closer than the experts think, but a win.
7-1. Broncos at home. Yeah, it's a loss.
That's a loss.
Okay, 7-2.
Big time defense.
At the Cowboys.
Travels.
at after the bye week.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's a loss.
Ooh,
so what are you at? That's three losses.
That's 7-3. All right.
Yeah.
Bears at home.
Win.
8-3. I hate this game every time we play them. At the Seahawks.
It's a loss.
8-4. At the Rams.
I'm going to say that's a win.
9-4. At Giants. Oh.
That's a win.
10-4. Raiders Christmas night, which really doesn't look that hard anymore.
It doesn't. But I'm going to say that's a loss.
10-5. And Cowboys to wrap up the season.
Needing to, it depends. I mean, I guess they're going to need the game in this instance.
Yes.
And you're at home. That's a win.
11-5.
So can I just throw this out there?
Sure.
After the first game of the season,
what?
And till now, and you just did win-loss with Harry Mays,
mm-hmm.
I just want to remind you that Harry Mays and I share the same season-ending record for the Eagles at 11-5.
All right.
Just so.
And I was 8-8 to start the year.
I was 7-9.
Yeah.
I mean, was 8-8. But if they win the game against Carolina, that gets them to the 10-11 range.
Changes, yeah.
Oh, I completely agree. I think that changes the game. If they beat Carolina, then forget it.
And honestly, I think they can do that with the pressure against Cam Newton. He folds under pressure. He starts crying, holding his side.
Harry, real quickly, and I know we're up against
He's lost that yogurt. too. I mean, he's got to be devastated right now.
By the way, Cam Newton was actually interviewed with that. And you know what? Here's what he said.
I am pissed off.
Exactly. He doesn't get any more. He doesn't get any more free Oikos swag in the locker room.
That's good Oikos knowledge by you over here.
Exactly right.
Harry, real quick, but if they happen to win, which I don't think they will, I am going to take that approach and say Super Bowl. At least talk about it.
I have a question.
We can talk about it as hosts,
right.
But I can't believe it yet, you know, because I just think you're messing with the football gods a little bit too much.
Yeah, you can't go out and call
too soon.
Right. Well, all right.
But
what?
This is Mike Yelich, and on One Sports Talk, we call Super Bowl winners in the first week. So, but I did, Harry, I did have a question. It's just a random question I was thinking about before the show that I wanted to ask you. You know, if you could players on the Eagles team that are keys to their current success and will be keys to their future success this season and then forth, who would you pick?
Are we taking the quarterback off the board?
No.
No.
Oh, we're not. Oh, well, he's obviously got to be one of them.
Right.
Both scenarios.
Okay. I got to throw Lane Johnson in there.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I know he's not going to play tomorrow night, but, you know, when this guy is in the game, with at least with this crew under this regime with this quarterback, they win. So he's obviously a huge key to what they do on that offensive line. So I'd have to put him there.
8 without him.
I'd have to put on the Malcolm Jenkins would be another one.
Yeah.
On the defense, I just think he holds everything together on that back end, and is really helping out some of these young and experienced cornerbacks that I think are playing way ahead of schedule. You know, in these first couple of weeks of this season, I've been pretty impressed. I mean, just wait till they get Ronald Darby back, how much better they're going to look. And the third guy, I would actually put Zach Ertz, because I think he's, one of these guys that has just now become sort of a hybrid player for Carson Wentz, where he has sort of taken that Jordan Matthews role, you know, of a slot guy and a tight end, where he when he looks for third down for a big play, you know, this guy's going to, you know, make some, you know, in cut off the hash, and he's wide open down the middle of the field for a nice double digit game.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Zach Ertz's involvement is also another key to Carson Wentz being as good as he is against the blitz, because He's actually playing a position where he needs,
right,
where that's his point. Like, that's what you need to do as a tight end. You have to give the quarterback somebody to dump it to and be able to make plays.
Yep. No, completely agree. Harry, real quickly, before you get out of here, what happened to you, by the way? I understand you were on the golf course. You know he's actually doing the show, not this one, but 97.5 The Fanatic Middays from 10 to 2 with Jason Martinez. He's actually doing the show from his house in his home studio.
Well, I did
because
it today from home. Yeah.
Right. And why is that, Harry? Yeah.
Well, I first of all, I didn't really feel like going in today, and I figured I'd use this medical excuse. You know, no, but seriously,
I am pissed off.
Fully dislocated my left ankle and broke the tibia near the bottom, and tore some ligaments off the foot. So I had surgery. It'll be a month this Saturday ago at Temple University Hospital. What's that?
You had a fractured malleolus on the bottom.
Malleolus. She gave me a table dance once, malleolus.
I knew there was something coming in here. When I heard him ask the question over, I'm like, oh, watch this.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that place up in Bath?
Get out! Get out!
I love when I go to the town.
Up in Bath? Yeah.
Foxtails. Foxtails. Is that what you're talking about? I think it's just the
Fox
I've
been there.
Now. I think it's the Fox now. But I love,
that's
you
it.
Mentioned Bath. I love when I go up near Bangor and Mount Bethel. That's the best.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Bangor.
All right, Harry. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming on. It really meant a lot. We'll talk to you down the road. And real quickly, so you think the Eagles do get it done?
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles.
Wow. There he is. Harry Mays. Wow. And Harry, real quickly, before you get out of here, here's what I have to say to you.
Get out! Get out!
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Harry, for coming on. All right, there he is. Harry Mays from 97.5 The Fanatic. You can check him out middays on 97.5 The Fanatic from 10 to 2 p.m. And we are coming right back. Guys, we didn't even take a commercial break yet.
Hey, man, it's heated up in here.
We are getting
heated.
Ridiculous. We got to pay some bills. We'll be back after this.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CR-V, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
Okay. All right. This is the dust here. I'm going to take a stab at these, what are they called? Sponsors.
Yeah, we got to pay the bills, man.
Come on. I don't go on the mic and try to make you laugh. I just do it on the outside, on the low, low. Okay? All right. So right here, we got Werkheiser Electric. Always free estimates. As Mike Yellick would say, they're powered by integrity. They got revolving coupons like the door of a hotel in New York on their website at werkheiserelectric.com. Speaking of coupons, if you mention the code 1SportsTalk to Werkheiser Electric, you'll receive not $49.99, not $30, but $50 off your first service call. Yes, I can't make this up, folks. Servicing the Lehigh Valley, licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. Get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big game and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. Call Werkheiser Electric today at 610-866-1076 and go to werkheiserelectric.com. Next up is something that you just heard, so we're going to go over that. Then we're going to go over to Deku Auto Body. This is the one where I really get Mike Yellick laughing, but he can't do the same to me because he's not as funny. So here we are, family owned and operated since 1948.
state-of-the-art facility and equipment, finance your deductible 90 days free with a 45-second approval. Yes, that's less than a minute for you folks that are like me and bad at math. Get updated repair statuses online. You can watch the stuff as it goes on, all their, you know, garage stuff that they do. Deku's Car Rental Service, accepting all insurance appraisals. Wow, I'm not as good at this. Okay, free estimates. Deku Auto Body is your auto body specialist. Watch your car as it gets repaired. I was just talking about that, but it's written way better than I said it. Pictures of the repairs as they happen. Pictures. There it is. All right. Go to DekuAutoBody.com, located at 1135 Howertown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. And last but not least, we have our sponsors, our loyal sponsors at Miller Lite for the greatest light beer and the original light beer. You want Miller Lite. It says in parentheses to improvise here, so I'm going to improvise right now. We have Miller Lite, okay? They got the light beer. You can buy it anywhere. It's usually the one on sale, and you can have like 18 of them, okay? And it's just a great time. I don't recommend having 18 of them, though. I do not condone that. So, you know, I'm not going to do the beer six-pack thing because that's Mike Yelich's thing, and, you know, I think we could go a week without it. So I'll just say this. It's Miller time, baby. Check out Miller Lite. You go to MillerLite.com.
Jesus, that was the longest commercial read I've ever heard in my life.
If you listen back to our shows, you'll find that the difference in time is not significant.
We want to give a big thanks to Harry Mays from 97.5 The Fanatic for coming on. That was some great radio right there. That was fun.
It's always great radio when you listen to One Sports Talk, baby.
Absolutely. All right, with the baby. Yeah. I don't ever say baby.
Yeah, all right. Not this season.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Harry seems to think 11-5. I seem to think
who else thinks 11-5?
You do.
Okay. Who?
You.
Who?
You.
Who?
All right. We're not the New Day.
I'm not.
Right?
I'm asking you who.
Dustin Pasula the Dust.
Thank you very much.
All right. There you go. I seem to think it's 10-6. By the way.
Yeah, we know that.
All right.
Thanks for that.
This, by the way, the caller that's on the line right now, if I remember him correctly, he said 7-9, and that was last week, and he had them losing.
Well, see, now I didn't hear last week. There was this little thing that was called a concussion I had.
Right. Well, let's go to Tim in Hershey. Tim, how you doing tonight, man?
What's going on?
What? Listen.
Hey, this sounds like Tim from Hershey.
Well, that's who it is.
Oh, all right.
Tim, what happened? I thought it was going to be a loss. I told you it would be an easy win, and you didn't want to listen. Your thoughts?
Hey, even the best of us make mistakes sometimes. I missed one there.
Good answer.
So are you backing off of 7-9?
I'm sticking with 7-9. I like the 7-9.
I don't even understand how you could have watched football for the past 5 weeks and still say 7-9.
I don't get it.
Tim.
Oh, okay, let's see. They beat two winless teams.
Let me cut you off there. That's what everybody keeps saying. That's what everybody keeps saying, okay? But, for example, this is why I make the predictions that I make, and I'm so far, I've been right with the Eagles the entire time, and I'm the only one out of the two of us on the show that has been right the entire time with the Eagles. So the reason is because I don't just look at the quality of the team they're playing. You have to look at how they're playing. Especially with, you know, the only team that people saying that they played in the Cardinals and how they just blew them out.
Okay, so you're talking about how they played. So if we're looking at the Giants, the 1 yard field goal, whatever it was, to win, that wasn't very convincing. The other
you gotta throw those games out.
Chargers, they didn't blow away the Chargers. I wasn't super impressed with that, other than the fact that they started running the ball.
Nobody had them beating the Chargers because of the traveling and how they don't play well when they go out to the other side of the country.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying that the statistically proven they're not successful when they head out that way, okay? And they're breaking statistics. They're proving even bookies wrong. So that's where I'm coming at here.
Okay.
Yes, our Bears.
Well, I second.
Pay attention to Tim, Mike.
The toughest road is still ahead of them, right? They have to play Dallas.
That is true.
We're still waiting on that one real bad loss the Eagles always have every year. You know, I don't know if that.
Who do you
Carolina
think that's going to be against, by the way?
Tomorrow. What's that?
Who do you think that's going to be against?
Well, let's see. Who else do they play out of conference for the rest of the year? They got the Raiders.
49ers, Broncos, Cowboys, Bears, Seahawks, Rams, Giants, Raiders,
he said,
Cowboys.
He said out of conference.
Irritating me.
But it could be something like that. I'd be amazed if they lost to the 49ers, but it would be something. It's going to be some awful loss that none of us can explain.
Tim, let me ask you something, man. Why are you so negadelphia? Is it because of last year? Yes or no?
Well, that's part of it. First of all, I don't think they're that much better than last year in terms of the moves they made. I mean, they got some good receivers, I guess, but they didn't make any – in terms of being that many games better than last year, I just don't see it, especially when – the division is sort of, I mean, obviously. Oh, what is that?
You are such a downer, man. Come on.
Philadelphia fans, they always get so ahead of themselves. That's why they're always getting their hearts broken.
Get out! Get out!
Yes, that's exactly right. What Harry May said. Get out of here with that. We don't want to hear that noise.
I am pissed off.
Right, exactly.
It's the same reason the Sixers fans are already buying their playoff tickets now, man.
Now, wait a minute, Mike. You can't hit. That was funny. You can't.
No, that was good.
That was funny.
That was good. Yeah.
I work with one of those fans. Tim, listen. I love that you call in the show, but like, you just get me so depressed after you come on.
Yeah, but this is good conversation we got here.
No, it is. I know that.
Did you guys
go ahead?
Your predictions for tomorrow night already, or did I miss that?
Nope, that's coming up. That's coming up. Why don't you be the first? Why don't you say what your prediction is for tomorrow night?
You're not gonna like it.
Of course I'm not.
We're gonna have
from Tim from Mercy, Mr. Nega.
A real letdown tomorrow. Eagles lose 28-10.
Jeez, 18 points, dang. Wow.
I don't like it either.
I want Mason Royal.
Carolina's tough, man. They're gonna keep pounding, as they say.
Listen, I agree. My pick actually...
That kind of... What he just said kind of goes with what you...
Right, exactly. My pick actually, and I said this to Harry Mays briefly and Rob Guarino, I think Eagles lose by 10, and I think it's much... You're giving the Eagles 10. Come on. I think the Eagles score 28. Problem is... I think the Panthers score 38.
There is no – you're
– nope.
Whatever. I don't even have the words to talk about how dumb you are.
I don't know. Tim, thanks for joining us. I would say thanks, but I don't know.
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Tim,
yeah?
We cut you off a little bit in the beginning there. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we didn't roll over any ideas you had to throw at us here.
All right. Now, you know what? Now, I got something I want to say to Tim.
Get out!
All right?
Get out!
Yes.
I'll just copy.
Get out of here.
Played.
Ridiculous.
Hey, come on.
Tim, thanks for joining us. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week when the Eagles lose. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
You agree with him.
I'm agreeing. I know. I'm agreeing with him. But Tim, let me ask you this thing.
I always say, I hope I'm wrong.
Looking ahead. Do the Eagles win against the Redskins Monday night?
Eagles will win that game.
All right. There we go. Ends on a good note. There he is, Tim from Hershey, joining the program. He's always – I love him, but he's negative. He's negative in such a – I don't even know
But can you blame him? Because, as negative as he is, okay?
Right.
You know, at least he's consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, look at you in years prior. Like, you're sometimes there have been years on this show. We can even go all the way back to the days when this show was broadcasted live on YouTube.
Right.
Not live, but on YouTube. Where you were so negative, you make Tim's current position look positive.
Well,
I mean, he's like the happy Care Bear compared to you back then.
Get out.
That's for
get
you.
Out.
You can't get out of your own radio show, so.
Let's go to line number five. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Dean from Vinton, Virginia, one of the weather pros, too, calling in.
Hey, Dean, how you doing, man? Oh, wait. If I remember correctly, you're another Giants fan. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Come on, I remember, man. Good.
You're going to like some of what I had to say today. So, okay, took the whole receiver core out. So Eli's next. And as far as I'm concerned, they can take Eli out. I actually got 1-14 is going to be what they're going to be finished at this year. They're going to win one game.
Whoa! Well, it'd be 1-15, but I got what you're saying. Who's going to be the lucky team that they beat?
The 49ers.
There it is, the 49ers.
There they go.
You got to throw them under the bus somehow.
The only team that could possibly be worse.
Right.
Jesus. No, I think the Browns could be worse. But
you know what? They had some promise early on, but now they're just
The Browns.
Now they're back to the Browns.
Yeah, they stink.
Dean,
I don't know where to start, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what though? I'm looking at Odell Beckham. I'm watching him do, you know what? Grow up, man. I'm watching him do his stupid little antics, and I'm so sick and tired of watching Odell Beckham Jr. You need to grow up. You pissed on the Eagles field, that backfired. Then you're trying to give life support to the football. You're 0-5.
Now who needs life support?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Carm comes back and bites you in the butt there.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that break. That break was nasty, too. I mean, he broke
it. Oh, it was ugly. Yeah.
His whole foot twisted. So, but here's my thought on the you were talking about where the Eagles should stand this year. I'm actually going 12-4. I actually give it that more.
Wow.
Look at that.
I'll tell you why. They're going to beat the Cowboys twice. They're going to beat the Cowboys both times. That's what I'm going for.
Hey, the way they're playing, though,
if they get to the Super Bowl, like Swimmer was just saying, they have a bad case of BBGA, which is blows big games annually. So,
you know what?
Get out! Get out!
Really? Come on, man. You got to. All right, let me get you. We're up against it. We got a lot of callers on the line, but let me ask you this. Do you give me a prediction for tomorrow night? I mean, I'm not even going to bother with the Giants Broncos game, which, by the way, Sean from Pine Hill actually said the Giants were going to beat the Broncos Sunday night. I can't happening.
That's a joke.
All right.
I actually have the Eagles winning 28-21 tomorrow.
You know what? You have 28-21 right here on my paper. I have 28-20. You and me are right there, buddy.
Yep. And I think the Giants are about as dead as what the Undertaker made everybody else put them in the ground, call it a night, so it's over for the Giants.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't even. Who is their wide receiver now? Tavares King?
I think so. I don't know if you're a bunch of rookies. It's just going to be horrible. It's going to be hard to watch Sunday night.
The ratings for
NBC
are going to go plummeting
to the
ground.
Right.
Isn't it?
I agree.
Didn't Orlando Jones say he'd come out of Hollywood and be their wide receiver because he played one on the replacements?
It's ridiculous, man. All right. Well, listen.
He gives Eli a jersey to hit me because
Dean, I love it. All right. There he is. Dean from Virginia.
West Virginia.
No,
I'm
Virginia,
sorry.
West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. See, I was right. Come on.
All right. Well, he's west in the regular Virginia.
There he is. Dean from Virginia. We'll talk to him next week. We're going to quickly take another phone call, and then we need to get to these picks.
Yeah, we need to.
Really? We need to get to these picks. All right, but let's go to line number 8. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Jared from Allentown, PA.
Yeah, there he is. There's my boy.
Calling
right
it late.
Yes. There's my boy. Jared,
sorry, man. Sorry.
I'm just going to say this, all right? give me your thoughts on how the Eagles look.
They look good. I'm not going to say great, but they look good. Their defense is playing tough despite the injuries. And obviously, they're winning games they should win. And they lost to the Chiefs because the Chiefs are great. I think tomorrow they're going to lose by 10 just because of the injury of Lane Johnson. I think that's going to be hurt Carson Wentz and his offense significantly. And the Panthers are just hot right now. Cam, he's the man. He's going to be Superman.
I don't know if he's the man. But listen, at the beginning of the program, when Harry Mays was on and Rob Guarino, the first thing I said was the Eagles will lose by 10. It'll be 38-28. And it seems like you've been listening because you agree with Yelich.
Yeah, do you agree the score's that
high? Yeah, and that's rare. I actually wasn't listening earlier, but it's rare that I agree with you, Mike. I think 30 to 20. I don't think the Panthers are going to score 38 on them, but I got 30 to 20. But the Eagles are going to play. Eagles are going to play tough, but I just feel like they're going to have a chance for a game tying drive, and then someone's going to come off the edge where Lane Johnson should be blocking. I'm sorry.
I don't see it.
Yeah, but I, if they lose, I feel like it's going to be way closer than that. Under 5 points if they lose, I think. And not only that, I understand Lane Johnson is out, but you know, I'm hoping
2-8 without him.
I'm hoping. Because honestly, the fact that they're so bad without Lane Johnson, I think that's a real problem. That one guy going down can just debilitate an entire team.
Well,
I think that's a real problem.
All right.
And I'm hoping that they've been working on that. And not only that, if they haven't, I do think that the weapons that Carson Wentz now has, I think he has the ability to escape the extra pressure that he can get from that missing piece.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jared, real quickly, we're up against it. We got to get to our pick segment, but let me ask you a question. What happens with your Saints this week? They got a very high-powered Lions who are pissed from losing the game, but it's in New Orleans. What's your prediction for that?
I got the Saints by 5, 29-24. I think Willie Sneed coming back, first game back from his hamstring injury and the DUI. He'll be coming back. Saints are going to be on fire, especially with trading Adrian Peterson. They don't have to deal with that, and they have a good young defense. Lions are going to not be great again, or good again.
All right, wow, look at that. All right, there he is, Jared from Allentown. Coming in here, Jared. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Odell Beckham's.
Nah, there we go.
French fry head can just sit in the oil and burn for him.
I cut him off, by the way. You know what I said after he said that comment? That's when I said,
get out! Get out!
Right. All right, guys, listen. We're up against it. We'll be back right after this.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CR-V, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right, then we got Werkheiser Electric over here. I'm powered. I'm powered right now by Integrity, all right? So are they. They got revolving coupons on the website at werkheiserelectric.com. By the way, you mentioned one sports talk to Werkheiser Electric. You get $50 off your first service call, baby. All right, and then license the PA, New York, and New Jersey. Your weekend's back, so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser, all right? Werkheiserelectric.com, 610-866-1076. Also, Deku Auto Body, family owned and operated since 1948. All right, you're gonna watch everything online, as Dustin says. All right, get updated repair status online. You can see your car online. You can get free estimates. You can go to DekuAutobody.com, located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264. I forget the number here. 5507, Jesus. And then Miller Lite, all right, for the greatest light beer and the original light beer, you want Miller Lite, all right? It's Miller time, baby. I love Miller Lite, and I'm drinking it right now as we speak, all right? Beer, beer, beer. Hashtag six pack. I didn't say it. We don't have time. Check out MillerLite.com. All right, we're back here on One Sports Talk. Mike Yelick, Dustin Pastula. We're not going to be taking your calls anymore tonight, so just call next week, all right, because we're really running low on time. We got to get to these picks, too, all right? We got some big games coming up. Real quick, I just want to swing through this, all right?
Oh, my God.
Right
the
now.
The British lady is going to cut us off.
All right, the Chiefs, number one in the NFL, Eagles, number two,
boom.
Packers, number three,
boom.
Falcons, number four. And Panthers number five.
Can I just say this?
Sure.
If the season ended right now,
yeah.
It has right now, regular season.
Right.
The two teams to win the home field advantage are the Eagles and the Packers.
Well, yeah, but also the Eagles and the Chiefs, if you're looking at the entire NFL.
I'm just looking at the NFC.
Okay. By the way, stardom sit-ems, I really like Deshaun Watson against the Browns. Also, Kirk Cousins against those 49ers. They stink. And Carson Palmer against the Buccaneers. I don't like Ben Roethlisberger.
No.
And I don't like Eli Manning against the Broncos. All right. So real quickly, and then we're going to go to running backs. You got to start Marshawn Lynch versus the Chargers. They stink. Also, CJ Anderson against the Giants and Amir Abdullah against the Saints. We don't have time for the other ones. And then I really like T.Y. Hilton against the Titans. Sorry, Dustin. Larry Fitzgerald against the Buccaneers and Chris Hogan against those New York Jets, who are this is a division lead right here, this game coming up. All right.
That's not helping anybody.
Well,
get rid of that.
All right. Now, we do it every week.
Do it right.
Time
it
for
right.
Let's go around the NFL this week. All right. Here we go. We start out. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Eagles at the Panthers. Guys, I'm sorry. I just really don't like the spot the Eagles are in.
I'm one mic in this right here.
All right. Lane Johnson's out there, 2-8 without Lane Johnson. It's a really tough game. Fletcher Cox likely to play.
Has to be 3-8.
Wendell Smallwood probably not going to play.
Boom.
Cam Newton is on fire right now.
Boom.
Even though I don't like him and I don't appreciate what he said.
Boom.
But Eagles lose this game. They'll win next week and everything will be okay in Eagle Land. But they lose this game.
Eagle Land.
38-28.
Ooh. 28-20. Next.
Wow.
Eagles,
right.
By the way. That will be obvious by the entire show.
All right. Bears.
Oh, boy.
Are at the Baltimore Ravens. Bears coming off a tough loss against those Vikings on Monday Night Football. And they're going to be coming off another tough game because Ravens get the job done. Bears stink. Ravens, well, actually really improved to 4-2. Not so bad anymore. Your thoughts?
What is your score, dude?
Oh, 31-14.
All right. 22-10, Ravens, next. This is what you call it. Lightning round.
I agree. Then we have the Cleveland Browns.
Can't stand being cut off.
Who are 0-5. The Texans, 2-3, coming off a tough game. I think Texans come back, though. Even without J.J. Watt, they're in Houston. I love the Texans. This is the lock of the week, which means they're going to probably lose. Watch.
That's how the season's been going.
Yeah,
now.
Really.
Jeez.
Texans win this game 31-20. Your thoughts?
25-16, Browns, JK, Texans.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know me.
Yeah. And then the next game, how about this? This is a good game. 4-1 Packers at the Vikings, who are 3-2. Packers are just too hot, though. I know a lot of people, especially Harry Mays and Jason Martinez, were talking about it today on the midday show. They mm-hmm. like the Vikings in this game? I don't agree. I think the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, he's just too good. All right, Case Keenum, he stinks.
Who?
Vikings, right, exactly. The Vikings quarterback. I love the Packers in this game.
He's an NFL player.
31-21. Vikings put some points up, but it's a 10-point loss for the Vikes. Ooh. Packers moved to 5-1.
We're pretty close there, 33-20 for me.
Okay. The Lions.
Hit me with it.
3-2. Mm-hmm. Coming into the New Orleans Saints.
Dodo.
Got some Saints fans who call in here. 2-2. Unfortunately.
We got two. Hey,
for
20.
The Saints fans.
They're 2-2. We got two Saints fans who call in.
Yeah. I love the Lions in this game. To improve to 4-2, Saints fall to 2-3. While Drew Brees is playing pretty good, Lions are just playing better, which is why I have the Lions 24-20.
17-15. Saints.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Then
that is okay.
We have the Dolphins, who are literally last in the league in everything except for their defense, which is 8th. They are at the Atlanta Falcons, who are coming off a bye week. This is just going to be ugly.
I guess defenses don't win championships.
Jay Cutler looks brutal. So do the Dolphins. Yes, they won. Big deal. Falcons move to 4-1 and keep pace with the Panthers, who also will be 5-1 and only one loss.
4-2.
Dolphins, yeah, they no. Not happening. Falcons win this in a blowout. All right, blowout. 41-14.
31-17, Falcons.
Okay, so you're thinking the Falcons too then.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Am I really? Is that why I said the Falcons? That's so weird.
AFC East battle. We got the New England Patriots going into New York to play the Jets. This is the battle for the division. I can't believe this.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
How do the Jets have a winning record?
I don't know. Well, they're not going to after this
At
week.
The same time, it's still a trashing.
Yeah. It's going to be very, very close. Patriots squeak one out, and they squeak it out 31-28, Patriots over the Jets. Your thoughts?
I honestly have 42-15, Patriots. I really don't think the Jets – I think the Patriots are upset with themselves. And
okay.
Hey, if Tom Brady's really still Tom Brady, Dave, that's what this score is going to be.
Derek's going to really like this pick.
I threw that in there.
I hate the Niners right now. It's just an awful team. Redskins coming off a bye week.
When have you liked
them? Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Redskins get the job done in Washington. 44 to 17. I
25-10 Redskins. I'm going to be a little more realistic about it because the Redskins are still the Redskins. Okay,
they're not playing bad.
They're not playing bad, but they're not playing 44 points, even against the I forgot their name already.
All right. Then we have the Tampa Bay Bucks, 2-2 against the Cardinals, who are coming off a slopping against the Eagles. Cardinals, get it done. Bucks.
Ooh.
I don't believe in them anymore, man.
Ooh.
I said Bucks would be in the contention for the playoffs.
Ooh.
Jesus. I don't believe in the Bucks. I did at the beginning of the season. I don't
Give me
anymore.
Your score. We don't have time for this.
Cardinals get the job done, not by a lot, but 35-30 Cardinals.
I have 25-14 Buccaneers.
Okay. Then the high powered offense of the Los Angeles Rams.
Way to go. Dude.
I'm sorry. They're always going to be St. Louis to me. Los Angeles doesn't even like football.
Seriously, though. They're too busy protesting and doing other things. Like, they don't have time for football. They want to be their own country, for crying out loud.
Right. Exactly. Los Angeles Rams are into the Jacksonville Jaguars. And listen to me.
Isn't there a Scientology meeting that day? How are they even going to watch the game?
Listen. 3-2, both these teams are. One will be 4-2, and that team will be the Jacksonville Jaguars getting the job done against
Absolutely.
The Los Angeles Rams. I love the Jaguars in this game, not by a lot, but 27-20, Jaguars over the Rams.
Pretty close. 28-18 over the Rams. You know what's funny about the Jaguars? They killed it against the Steelers last week. And Bortles only threw up 95 yards.
Wow.
Fournette.
Yeah.
181 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Ben Roethlisberger threw about 5 picks, which he did, and 2 pick sixes in a row.
Dude, that
And then he said he didn't have it. What?
Because he does.
That's what I want my leader to say.
Yeah, he said what I said in the beginning of the freaking season. So, whatever.
Speaking of Ben Roethlisberger and those Steelers.
And this is why I pick what I pick.
Yeah, this is my lock of the week. Guys, I'm telling you, Steelers go into Kansas City. They're mad. They're pissed. They're desperate. And get the job done. The Chiefs no longer undefeated on the year. Chiefs go to 5-1, Steelers 4-2, and keep pace with the Ravens because Steelers get it done, not by a lot, but the Steelers do get the job done, 34-31. Steelers over the Chiefs.
You know, you can pick that game all you want, but to call that a lock is embarrassing because that means you think that there is no way the game could go any other way. I mean, we're looking at the Chiefs here. They've been dominating all season. And you think a team whose own leader doesn't even believe in himself is going to go into Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, I'm saying it's possible. But calling it a lock is a little, yeah.
Okay.
33-20 Chiefs, man. That's what it's going to be. Okay. Bada bang, bada boom.
Here we go again. Los Angeles Chargers.
Stupid.
Going into the Oakland Raiders.
Their fans are at that Scientology meeting too. So.
Raiders surprisingly 2-3 on the year.
Are they still Oakland or are they in Vegas? What the heck's going on here?
The Chargers 1-4. That one win was against the Giants.
they should just play the Giants for another 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, listen,
catch up.
Raiders won the last couple of games. They played the last 3 games to be exact. And they're going to win this one too. All right, it's going to be the last 4 games.
I refuse to give up on the Raiders. I don't like that.
Yeah, well, especially in this game.
Yeah.
Raiders win this game 30-28.
I got 27-20. Raiders, obviously.
Okay.
Okay.
Then we... Oh, God.
I don't even... 20... Dude, I don't...
Why
I don't,
is this the Sunday night game?
I don't... 44-9 Broncos. I don't...
What?
Like just 100-3 Broncos.
No,
like,
you know what? I'll give the Giants a little bit of respect.
Get at Allen High School could beat the Giants right now.
Mother playing like it.
For those of you who live in the Lehigh Valley, you know what I'm talking about.
Listen, Broncos get the win, obviously, all right? I'm not going to say they don't. But the Broncos don't win this game as much as everyone's thinking,
oh,
all right?
You gotta
Broncos
kidding.
Win this game 28-21.
You got to be kidding me.
Well,
I never thought.
Well,
I never thought.
Hey, look, they're still losing.
The Giants have 37 of their receivers gone, and you're going to try and tell me that they're going to put up 21 against even a Peyton-less Broncos? Like, get
Giants will be 0-6. All right, that's the bottom line.
I get it, but to even, I mean, I guess that'd be good for Giants fans if they can play a football game without their key players,
right?
And that would be another slap in Odell's face. So
yeah,
I guess I'll
just this game
just.
Again,
I don't
very ugly.
I don't want to talk about it.
Very ugly Monday night game. The Sunday night and Monday night game. I hope there's a WWE pay-per-view that's on. Actually, there isn't. So, I don't know. Walking Dead, maybe? Oh, they're playing in this game, actually.
Isn't there like a puppy? Something with puppies on?
Yeah, the Purina. Oh, Jesus.
We can go
all
to
right.
that Scientology meeting.
Right. The Colts. Get the job done against the Titans.
Wrong. 18-16 Titans, though.
All right. I'm saying the Colts get it done 21-14 over those Tennessee Titans.
All right. You'd be as wrong as you know. Okay.
All right. Well, guys, listen. Eagles fans, I don't like the Eagles in this position. I think it's a very tough spot. Again, Lane Johnson being out, it just crushes them.
Seconds.
And yeah, exactly. And I say Eagles 28. Panthers 38. I think Cam Newton goes off fourth quarter, and it's going to be ugly potentially.
Really? No, I'm sorry. I don't think I caught it the first 17 times. What do you think the score is going to be for this Eagles game? I'm not.
That is our program.
I'm not following you.
We will see you next week. We're going to end with some NFL on Thursday Night Football music to take you out. Thank you for Harry Mays coming on. Rob Garino, all you callers. I'm Mike Yellick along with. The dust, and we'll see you next week right here on One Sports Talk.